Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today in your schedule. And we're going to continue right on with a message I've entitled Deliverance from Discouragement. And I've just been sharing some passages of Scripture of what the Word has to say about the importance of hope, that we should have joy and hope. Proverbs 10:28 says, "The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish." And one of the most crucial Scriptures, I feel, to understand this entire matter of discouragement and hoping in the Lord can be found in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 12. And again, my Bible is the King James, so I do read from that, although I do share other translations sometimes for amplification. There the Word says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." And I believe, beloved, that although there's so many things that can discourage us in our day-to-day walk, sometimes we've got facing just some of the most difficult things, difficult tasks. Sometimes the way just gets so hard. But one of the most devastating causes of discouragement is a delay in the fulfillment of desires. We pray, we ask God, we believe in God, we praise and thank Him for it, and yet we don't see the things that we desire. Now, let's examine that Scripture a little more closely. King James, as I've shared, reads this way, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." Defer, what does that mean? Well, it means to put off, to delay, to postpone. Okay, we can relate to that. The NIV says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." The Amplified translates that passage this way, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life." Now, listen to what I've shared before, and it's very important, the understanding, the definition of what hope means. That Hebrew word means to wait, to hope, to expect, to be patient, to tarry. It is a sense of expectation in hope rooted in God. Remember, when I began this message, I shared the standard Webster dictionary definition that to hope is actually a belief in something with the anticipation, with the expectation that it will be fulfilled. It's trust, reliance, desire, accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. In other words, whatever is truly hope, there is an actual knowledge, a knowing with that desire that you're going to receive what you expect. Like a child, if a mother says, "When we finish our shopping errands, we're going to go and get you an ice cream cone," that child is in hope because he really believes, or she really believes, that what his mother said is true. And certainly, if a child would have that kind of hope on the faithfulness and truthfulness of what a parent would say in love, how much more can we trust our Heavenly Father? So, in English, the definition, or in the Hebrew sense, it is a sense of expectation in hope rooted in God. Now, going back again to our Scripture, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." What is the heart? Well, it's a masculine, a Hebrew noun, and means the center or middle of something. More commonly in Scripture to mean the totality of man's inner or immaterial nature, man's deepest innermost feelings. So again, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And the word life, a little bit further on in that verse, when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. That is a Hebrew adjective, and it means living, alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously, to be quickened, to revive from sickness, discouragement, or even death. This word denotes a set of experiences, not an abstract principle of vitality which is separate from the body. The Jews viewed man holistically. Body, mind, spirit were a unified whole. So life was associated with health and with prosperity and vitality, while death was the very opposite. Now let me share with you a few more translations of this passage of Scripture. The New English Bible says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick. A wish come true is the staff of life." The modern language says, "Hope drawn out makes the heart sick, but a longing come true is a tree of life." The Living Bible says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy." Now, remember this. Hope includes a desire for the things wanted, and also an expectation that it will come. It's got to have both of that to be true hope. If the desire is present, but not the expectation, it's not true hope. And beloved, the enemy is doing everything he can to destroy hope in your life, in my life. He causes us to despair of seeing our deepest desires for ourselves, as well as our loved ones, realized. Beloved, there's just, he's an untiring foe. And that's why we must always be vigilant and rely on the wisdom, the guidance, and the power of the Holy Spirit to defeat him. Beloved, I'm sharing this with you because discouragement is one of the most debilitating enemies you will face. One of the strategies the enemy uses to deprive you and rob you of reaching your goals, the things that you desire, even just things in the natural. You may want to, say you want to organize the garage or clean up the workshop area. You can get so down and depressed, "I just don't feel like doing it." Well, he's just deprived you of the joy of realizing the satisfaction, the joy that, praise God, you finally got that done and you can move on to something else. He wants us in a, he just will do everything he can, beloved, to keep us miserable, unhappy, unfulfilled, unjoyous, and hopeless. But beloved, God has given us the beautiful vehicle of hope that we can trust in God. We can continue to praise him and know that he will bring to pass those good things that he desires for us. Now, looking at that scripture, again, what does it say? When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And a tree of life, in scripture, it's represented as being a source of life, imputing divine wisdom. Wisdom is a source of life for those who attain her. And the realization of hope, beloved, is a tree of life. And that's why I love the King James Version, because only the King James says, when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. I know many, many years ago, I was preaching on this particular passage of Scripture, and as I was driving into service, I got the revelation. All these translations I've been sharing with you say that when you get your, when you get what you want, when your desire is fulfilled, it's a tree of life. But beloved, that's why I love the beauty of the King James and the accuracy I feel of what the Holy Spirit is telling us, because it's when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Praise God. Hope is a tree of life. If we don't have hope, beloved, there's nothing more destructive than an absence of hope. In fact, hope is what have kept many individuals alive in the most desperate of circumstances, the most terrible of conditions, in concentration camps. It was nothing but hope. In war prisons, as prisoners of war, it was hope alone that kept them, that sustained, it kept alive. Beloved, if we lose our hope, that it is life to us. And so I would suggest to you, as we read that passage of Scripture, when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. No, it's not the answers to your prayer. That's wonderful. But when hope comes, it's a tree of life. Because I don't know if you've ever been so down, beloved, that you seemed hopeless. Sometimes I've felt that way. It's like, I didn't think I could hope anymore. You can be so down, you can be so discouraged, you can be so depressed that hope seems like it's flown out the window and you'll never experience hope again. Well, beloved, I've got good news for you. That's a lie of the enemy. In fact, I just want to stop right now and I want to pray, because there are many of you that are feeling a sense of hopelessness, a sense that, well, you might not even want to say, confess that, but you way down deep in your heart, you're really wondering if your deepest desires are ever really going to be fulfilled. And so, Father, I come to you right now on behalf of those who are struggling with things that they want so much to happen, so much to see a reality in the lives of their loved ones, in their own personal life. And Father, I thank you for dispensing an abundance of divine hope, hope that comes through the comfort of your word, hope that comes through the good news of the gospel, the hope that comes realizing that you are a good God and you will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before you. Father, thank you for ministering your grace, your strength, and your hope now, and faith, Father, to arise in their hearts that they will know that you are a God of truth. There's no lying. There's no darkness in you. And we honor you, we praise you, and we love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I invite you to share your burdens, to allow me to continue to pray for you. It's one thing I pray for you every day at my radio family, but God does command us to be specific in our prayers. So if you'd like for me to pray with you in a specific way, you don't have to go into great detail, but you need to contact me. So I will be in agreement with you. There's power in agreement. Bless you, dear ones. I love you with all of my heart. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.